Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome tonight. Amen. Eagles United Ministries Bible study. Hallelujah. Amen. I am so thankful for this little app I use because it lets me go live in a number of places at one time. And that is a blessing. Praise God. Amen. I pray that everybody is on YouTube, Facebook, or wherever you're watching us at. And we're getting ready, praise God, to start this off tonight with prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. How has your day been? Because I know my day, my Lord. It was storming at one end of the freeway. Then I was out in the heat. Then I was in the car till just a few minutes ago. Make sure if you are commenting that you are allowing StreamYard to show me who you are, okay? Let me go make it public so you can go ahead and share it with somebody. And I have my little, look, my phone stand tonight is wobbly, okay? So if it start wobbling, just say, hey, God bless you. God bless you. Like I said, I don't know who that is, but I just want to send a shout out and say God bless you. I'm going to try to change the setting so that they are, so anybody who's on there, you can comment and I know who you are. Or you could just tell me who you are. Just say, hey, I'm so-so. Oh, Overseer Joseph Gwynn. Hey, Overseer, how you doing? How are you doing tonight? Like I said, we're going to get into prayer. Praise God. If you hear a bunch of stuff in the background, just overlook it and try to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for another day. Lord, you brought us through, hallelujah, through many dangers, seen and unseen. We know what that means, Lord of God. You even protected us from the dangers, glory to God, the accidents, glory to God, that we probably would have been in. But we took a little longer to leave the office, or took a little longer to leave the house. Lord, you just sent up roadblocks that will cause us to go a different direction. Lord, you led us today. You covered us today. You protected us today. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because can't nobody take care of us like you can take care of us, Father God. Lord, even the heaviness, Father God, that sometimes rests on our heart. Some of the heaviness of this world that sometimes rests on our shoulders. Lord, we know that you are able to bring us through. You are able, Father God, to lift the heavy burden. Hallelujah. You are able, Father God, to mend the broken heart. You said in your word that for the spirit of heaviness to put on the garment of praise. So, Lord, tonight we ask, Father God, that you stir up a praise in our spirit that we may be able to praise past or praise through any storm that we are in right now. And, Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We pray for those that are in the ICU right now, in the COVID units, glory to God. We pray for those that are dealing with radiation and chemo. We pray for those that are on dialysis. We pray for those that are in hospice care. Lord, we know you to be a healer, Father God, and you could do anything but fail. So we ask you, Father God, go into the sick room, glory to God, and touch them where they sit, stand, or lay, and let them know, glory to God, with an assurance, hallelujah, that you'll never leave them, hallelujah, nor forsake them. And Lord, everybody that's listening to this broadcast tonight, whether it be on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, wherever it is you're watching, God knows your needs. So, Lord, we ask that you meet the need of each individual household. Lord, whatever is on their heart right now as we pray. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you meet the need, that you give them an answer, that you light the path, glory to God, that will show them direction. And, Lord, we give you the praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we know even sometimes in our thought process, we sin. But, Lord, your grace is still sufficient. concerning us. Hallelujah. That's because you love us, glory to God. You love us so much that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, amen, that he may down the cross for our sins, for our shortcomings, for our bitterness and resentment, for all of the things that's going on with us that don't line up with your word. You gave your only begotten son. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to God. We want to say thank you. Lord, help us to not be that complainer. Help us to be, Father God, that one that say, okay, let me find God in this. Let me see what my purpose is. Glory to God. Because you said if we seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Hallelujah. All these things will be added unto us. We got to put you first. Hallelujah. Help us to continue to put you first. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quick word. Praise God. Amen. Before we get into this. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. I'm going to say it one more time. For the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Don't be discouraged. It may not be happening as fast as you want it to happen. It may not, praise God, feel like it's going to. That a change is going to come. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today, amen. Hold on just a little while longer. Your change is coming. That testimony is coming. I'm telling you, glory to God. I've been through some hills, some valleys. Come on. I've been, praise God, amen, through some stuff. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, that I don't care what it is. God is going to break through on your behalf. Hallelujah. He's going to break through. You just got to hold on. Listen, the enemy always jump in there right before the breakthrough, right before deliverance. He always like to jump in there and make you bitter and make you selfish and make you, listen, don't let him win. Don't let him win. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song when I was a kid, say, don't let nobody steal your joy. Joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a word. Don't give up. Amen. Tonight, praise God, we're going to be at Hebrews 10 and 23. And I'm going to try to get through this, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Enough time for everyone to receive what the Lord, amen, it's saying on tonight, Hebrews 10 and 23, it said, let us hold unswervingly, that's what my book said, unswervingly to the hope we confess. Amen. For he who promised is faithful. Amen. Let us hold to the promise that we have confessed. My God, hallelujah. To the hope that we have confessed. Listen. In Hebrews 10 and 23, the enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants your confession to be made into a lie. He wants everything that you have spoke, said, testified. He wants to snatch it down out of the sky and make it into a lie. Why? Because his ultimate goal is to defame God. So when you begin to testify and you begin to decree and declare the goodness of God, and you begin to say that God has changed your life and turned you around and showed you what faith is, he is waiting on an opportunity to make what you said a lie.
Amen.
So
amen.
You have to hold to the confession of your hope.
Without wavering.
Come on. Without turning back, without going to the left or the right. You have to stand fast, oh my God, in the liberty wherewith God has made you free. You cannot, listen, I've seen some great, great men and women of God, amen, that have served him. And then the next thing, you know, you hear people say they back on drugs. They back, you know, living their life. They back hustling. They back drinking. They back doing these different things. You have to be steadfast. I don't care if it's been 25 years and your flesh will tell you, I'm sick of this.
Right.
Your flesh will begin to talk for you. But you have to learn how to bring your flesh under subjection. to the power of God. Come on. What is your confession, even in the storm? I didn't say in the good times.
Right.
I didn't say when God is blessing and, oh, he done opened up the windows of heaven and pulled you out of blessing that you have not room enough. I'm not talking about when you're dancing because you got a new house and, oh, everything looking good. And come on. And God has smiled on me. I'm talking about through the storm.
That's what it is.
I'm talking about through the rain.
Amen.
I'm talking about through the hurt and through the pain.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when it don't look like, come on, or it don't feel good. Come on. Thank I'm God. Talking about when folk done turn their back on you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, come on, I'm saying I need for you, amen, to remember what you confessed out your mouth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I need you to remember, praise God, what you said, what you told God, what you told your family. Come on. I need you to remember. Glory to God. I know the storm coming. Sometimes we can't pull ourselves back in quickly. Sometimes we fall. Oh my God. I heard somebody say in a commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up. That shouldn't be your confession. Come on.
Right.
Shouldn't be your confession. Your confession should be, I fail, but God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I fail, but God. I backslid, but God. I got a little bitter, but God. Hallelujah. I got angry, but God. Hold fast to that confession. Watch this. For he who promised is faithful. For the one that promised you that you're coming out, he's faithful.
Yeah, yeah.
He's faithful. He was faithful. Watch this. He was faithful all the way to the cross. He was faithful even when he went in to pray and he said, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Oh, it was so heavy. It was so tedious. He knew what he was about to go through. Oh, my God. Some of us, if God showed us what we had to go through to get to, we'd say, no, not today. I'm good. But Jesus saw it all before it happened.
Right.
Said somebody gonna betray me. They gonna come get me. Oh, come on, they gonna crucify me. Come on.
Hello.
Oh my God. He was faithful to the cross. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Daniels.
And let us consider one another.
My God.
To provoke unto love and to good works.
Watch this. So let us consider one another.
Mm.
I got to consider my brother. I got to consider. See, this is one of the reasons we lose hope because we get selfish.
Right.
This is how we lose. This is how we lose our fall off course and get distracted because we allow the enemy to come in and make us selfish. Oh, let me just share the phrase that comes up. What about you?
What about me?
What about you? And before you know it, you have went from a path of selflessness, which on that path God is pouring out blessings. Come on, into a place of selfishness. And before you know it, you can't even see God. Come on.
Yeah.
You're walking around ungrateful.
Yeah. There you go.
Complaining.
Lost
bitter.
Lost sight of God.
How do I know about it? Because I went through it.
Yes.
Come on. And I didn't say I went through it as a newborn Christian. I went through it as a full-grown Christian. Come on. And God had to say, see that right there? That got to go. You see right there? You made a wrong turn. God loves us so much, he'll let us know when we just start picking up stuff from the world.
Right,
picking up stuff. That's why we said Sunday, do not sit in the seat of the scornful. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't seek counsel from the ungodly.
Yeah.
Because the ungodly got a different way of handling stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on.
They act
the ungodly say an eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth.
They
want to
fight.
Come on. The world say, I got to take this wig off, get these boxing gloves, and get this Vaseline. Come on. But God say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. So how do we keep our mind stayed on him? You got to constantly meditate.
Good
On the word. On the word. What you say, Brother Daniels?
It says you provoke one another unto love and to good work.
Watch this. So I got some help.
Yeah.
See, that's why I say that that ungodly, okay, brother.
Yeah,
that ungodly counsel.
Yeah.
That ungodly counsel. When you sit down with somebody that ain't your friend. Sit down with somebody that didn't like your, look, didn't like your spouse to begin with. Oh, we know who to go to get them to agree with us. Come on. We know where our amen corner is.
Yes, we do.
Glory to God. But you need to seek wise counsel.
Amen. Bible,
you need to seek somebody that you know going to tell you, hold on. Just a little while longer. Yeah. You need to go to somebody that's full of the word of God. Hallelujah. That's going to pray with you. That's going to counsel with you. Like I say, the enemy wants you out there bad. That's how they like to say it, out there bad. Did you hear about so-and-so? They back to their old ways again. I told you they wasn't going to last. But what was your confession? Oh, my God. Listen, Brother Daniels, give me Deuteronomy 4 and 29. Deuteronomy 4 and 29. My book says, seek me with your whole being. I desire to be found by you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, look, we always say you got to have a relationship with God. Well, I'm talking about true intimacy tonight. Amen. How do you stay strong? Oh, my God. You have to be connected. Come on. You got to be connected to the true vine. How do I stay wise? How do I stay godly? How do I stay spiritual? Praise God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When an enemy and my foes come upon me, hallelujah, to destroy me, how do I stay positive about that? Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's through relationship. He said, not yet. I desire to be found by you, and I orchestrate the events of your life with that purpose in mind. He orchestrates the events in our lives, praise God, to direct us right back to him, to help us understand that he is the source, to help us understand that he is that help, that very present help in the time of trouble. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is that fountain that never runs out. Woo. He is that whatever you need. Oh, my God. When things go well and you are blessed, you can feel me smiling on you. Oh, my God. Watch this. When you encounter rough patches along your life's journey, trust that my light is still shining upon you. He said, I need you to trust me. Just like you jumping and shouting, amen, when your breakthroughs come. When the storm come, I didn't change. I am still the same God. I am still the same God. Hallelujah. Same God, look, that brought the children of Israel out. Same God that caused manna to fall from heaven. Same God, woo, Lord have mercy, that made that mother's cupboard, praise God, constantly be filled over and over again. Her barrels never ran out. Same God. Woo, Lord have mercy. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraging myself tonight. Look at this. Go ahead, Brother Daniels. What you got? You got Deuteronomy 4 and 29?
Yes, ma'am.
What it say?
But it from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt find him.
Oh, thou shalt find him. Uh-huh.
If thou seek him.
If you seek him with all your heart.
And with all thy soul.
And with all your soul. Stop right there. If you seek him with all that you have. Listen, I don't care if it's broke down. Broke down, bent over, jacked up. If you take all of that and seek it. Somebody say, I don't have nothing left.
Hey.
But you got your trumpet. It do. He say, sound the trumpet of Zion. You need to open your mouth and just begin to say, Jesus. Woo, Lord have mercy. What the songwriter say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Woo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes all you need to do, look, just start humming. Sometimes you look, sometimes you can't even sing or get a word. Like you in so much, look, you going through so much, just start humming. Come on. See, God, he don't want you to believe that he don't know your sorrow and that he don't know your pain.
Yeah,
he just wants you to yield it over to him.
Right.
He can't take it from you. You got to give it to him. Some people let Lord take it from. No, you got to give it to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't force our will. See, some of us, our will is holding all that garbage. We want to hold it. We want to hold mess. We want to hold hatred. We want to hold pain because we done got so familiar with it. But he said, I need you to let it go.
Wrong wheel for trade.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. He said, I need you. He said, I need you. Give all that to me. Give all that to me.
Stiff neck.
I remember, praise God, amen, I was going through the fight of my life, praise God. Listen, my van was gone. My purse was gone. Look. And I just began to jump around in my living room. My kids was looking at me. I got that tambourine, baby. I'm dangerous with that tambourine. Got that tambourine around that living room, praise God, and got to praying and crying and singing, all kinds of stuff. Just went in my own little praise prayer service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speaking over my children, my household, reminding myself who God is. Glory to God. Because I didn't want the devil to get me, drown me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In bitterness and anger. So I said, you know what? I'm going to praise him. I praised him that night till I fell out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to praise God till you fall out. Sometimes your mind be going and racing and taking you so many places. I dare you to start singing, sir. I dare you to open up your word and start reading about who he is. In the back of my Bible, it got all the names of God. Hallelujah. I open that Bible and I just get the name. You are my El Shaddai. You are the Most High. You are the, come on, King of King and Lord of Lord. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are, and I begin to speak it. And when I tell you, praise God, such power fills that room. The enemy, see, this mouth right here is a powerful thing. The Bible said that the tongue is a ready writer. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does that mean? It's ready to write whatever you say. Glory to God. So if you begin to have pity parties and you begin to murmur and complain, that's what you're going to have. Oh, my God. But when you begin to speak life, when you begin to tell the devil to get under your feet, when you begin to open up your front door and tell, hey, devil, bye-bye. Come on, you got to go. Come on. When you begin, glory to God, to allow the Holy Spirit to come into your house and sanctify it and get that spirit off of you, glory to God, you're able to walk in full power and authority. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I know that went out, but I need you to go over to Psalms 145 and 20. 145 and 20, Brother Daniel, because this thing gonna try to cut off on me. 145 and 20. While you look for that, let me read this, praise God. Amen. Trust that my light is still shining upon you. My reasons for allowing these adversities may be shrouded in mystery. You may not understand what you're going through it for. Watch this. Amen. But my continual presence with you is an absolute promise. My presence with you is an absolute promise. God's presence in your life is an absolute promise. His way making power is an absolute promise. Come on. Oh, he said, I bear your burdens. That's an absolute promise. He said that he'd make you free. That's an absolute promise. Come on now, hallelujah. That's absolute. That's not an if. He will. Oh my God, hallelujah. Seek me in good times. Seek me in hard times. You will find me watching over you at all times. Oh Lord, have mercy. He say, I'm already there. He said, I'm watching over you in the good times, the bad times, the hard times, the rough times, the low times, the high times. I'm trying to tell you, glory to God, he's right there with you. Some of us, praise God, pray like God is far, far away from us. But he said in his word, I am nigh to thee, who is of a broken and contrite heart. I'm closest to you, even in your go through. I'm closest to you. I need you to trust me. I need you to lean and depend on me. I need you to hold on, glory to God. Though they slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I put my faith in him. Though they come against me to persecute me. Come on, hallelujah. He said, though they come upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail. In other words, they come to rob me and take my substance. They come to rip me apart and defame my character. He said, though they do that, glory to God, yet will you trust him. Hallelujah. You got to let the devil know, praise God. Hallelujah. That you ain't no punk in the spirit, glory to God. You are going to stand, hallelujah, and be accounted for, glory to God, which goes back, praise God, to this scripture in Hebrews 10 and 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Don't move. Something's about to happen. Don't move. Something's about to happen. Don't lose faith. Something is about to happen. Don't lose your balance. Don't lose your focus, because something is about to happen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't lose heart, my brother. Don't lose heart, my sister. Something is about to happen. What you got, Brother Daniels?
What do you got?
You forgot the scripture?
No, what you
said? Psalm 145 and 20. Don't worry about it. Amen. That doesn't mean we don't need to read. The word that God had for us tonight, praise God, is hold on. Look, don't go to the left. Did I go to the right? Don't go to the right. Hey, glory to God. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. God got your back. God got your back. Come on. I need for you to pray and ask God to bring that soldier back up out of you. Bring that prayer warrior back up out. Restore unto you. Come on. Everything that the palmer worm, canker worm, locust, and the caterpillar took from you. Read that in the word. You'll understand what it is. You know what locust is? Locust, that thing that came into your life and began to slowly eat away at things in your life. He said that he will restore unto you the years. Come on. So what did it let us know? We can be lost and stuck in stuff for years, and God is sure, amen, to perform a miracle and bring you out. What did some say? I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm here to encourage you this evening, amen? Trouble don't last always. Hold on, because something is about to happen. God bless you.